Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the chairman of that committee, Adam Schiff, says that he is going to expand the Russia investigation, go beyond just these questions of Russian collusion, to look into whether any of the president's other financial interests in the U.S. or around the world have influenced his decision-making while in office. The president didn't think too highly of that. He called Schiff a political hack who is just trying to burnish his own reputation. That's after the president initially said that he didn't know who Adam Schiff is.
Now, we do have some news this afternoon. The acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker, says he won't appear before the House Judiciary Committee unless that committee drops its threat of a subpoena. What do lawmakers want to know from Matt Whitaker?
They want an assurance from him that he is going to answer all their questions and that he is not going to claim that the president has exerted executive privilege anytime they ask him anything that is sensitive. They don't want him to have that way out when they ask him, for instance, did you promise the president that you'd try to curtail the Mueller investigation in order for him to appoint you as the acting attorney general? And so they have said that they've got the subpoena ready to go if he tries to go the executive privilege route. Well, now he's countering and saying, well, I'm not going to testify at all if you try to subpoena me. And so this is probably going to be a back and forth that goes on for the rest of the day, because obviously Democrats are looking to score some political points here as Whitaker heads out the door. I mean, he's actually not going to be the acting attorney general for much longer, because the man who the president has chosen to take the job permanently was just voted out of the Senate Judiciary Committee favorably this afternoon, and it'll now go to a vote on the full Senate floor.
Great insight, as always, from Nancy Cordes, CBS News on Capitol Hill. Nancy, thank you for talking with us.
You're welcome, Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.